Aaron, really good to see you. You've just been saying you've flown over this morning with family.
Yeah.
First time with the little one in the plane.
It is. Well, she flew when she was really young to one of the earlier races, but this is the first time that she's a bit more like conscious about what's going on. But it was quite cool. It was a good experience, and it's nice to have them here. Like, obviously, we've done a few of these official test days, and it's just nice now to have the whole wolf pack in tow. So it is. It's good fun, to be fair.
And growing up in the paddock, that's an experience.
It is. It seems like there's a lot of young ones now floating around, to be fair, like with Ashes and Jakes and whatnot. So it's funny. It brings a whole sense of meaning as to why you want to go racing in the first place. And it's nice. Like, I think some people have always asked me, oh, does that mean you'll be more cautious because you have a little one? And if anything, I would say I'm less cautious because my legacy lives on no matter what. So actually, what? I don't care.
Interesting take on that, that's good. That's good to hear. So fantastic to see you back in the championship. Yeah. Last season was momentous, of course, because you had that win after so long. I mean, we're counting the days or the years or whatever was, wasn't it? But that was a fantastic day that was.
That was. To be fair, like, I feel once we got into the flow of things for the second half of the year, it started to click. And like anything, it's like if you change a new role or into a new company, it takes you a little bit to get acclimated into it and figure out what to do. That was no different. And while I've done, this will be my 10th season in the touring cars, while I've done an awful lot, I've never really had a home within the paddock. I've always dotted around teams. So the first half of last year was really just getting up to speed and figuring out what to do. And then once we got into that groove, everything became that little bit more comfortable. And we've seen it carry across into preseason testing, and that performance has just kept elevating and elevating. So it's nice to go into a season full of optimism and not wondering how you all do, which is one of the first times I've ever been in this position.
That must be a nice place to be in and give you a certain amount of confidence and momentum for the season.
It is. I think confidence is key. Like, I woke up this morning and it's one of the first times that, I'll be totally honest, in previous years, normally the media day is quite a stressful experience because it's the first time you're benchmarked. It's the first time you see, okay, this is where we sit in the pack or this is what we're doing. Where we saw how the second half of last year went, and then we've seen how the results of the preseason, the official tests have gone. So it's actually quite nice to know, we're in amongst the mix of it. I'm waking up this morning, got out of bed actually really excited to come back over. Like, it's all those nerves have now dissipated, that it's actually, you go into it like full of optimism and ready to get stuck in, which is quite cool.
Is that symptomatic of you getting older, do you think?
Maybe I'm getting wiser, I don't know. Like, I have a lot more aches and pains in my body than I ever used to have, so that's definitely a sign of getting a bit older. But I'm probably a bit more sensible and a bit more logical in my approach to everything. And I think you see that with a lot of young drivers. They come in, they'll be very fast in their earlier years, and then they have to find their feet again and understand how to be fast but on a consistent basis. And I think we've put a lot of work in behind the scenes that people probably haven't seen, especially in the last 6 months, to make sure that we roll out of this box fighting fit, ready to go, and not having to wait to get the wheels beneath us and get going.
Talking of rolling out of the box, you've had a chance to try the new hybrid boost, push to pass, DRS. Everybody's calling it so many different things. What's your take on it?
I think it's a really good step. Like, I think for the championship's sake, it's really cool to keep elevating and progressing. And I think what we will see different this year is a lot more racecraft. And I would describe going into this season with certain regulations, the hybrid system being more effective, the option tyre having changed for race 1 to 2. Those type of changes, you'll see drivers who could have won race 1 and 2 in previous years not being able to replicate that, which I think is what the championship has needed. You know, massive credit to everyone that has done really well over the last few years, but I think now it'll come to racecraft, and it will come to those positions where maybe it will benefit myself, where you've actually been in the thick of the action, so you're used to racing, you're used to having your elbows out, and you're used to for fighting for every quarter. So now when everything's on a more level playing field with the hybrid system, with the tyre, with everything like that, I think you're going to see a lot more racing. And I would go as far as saying the person who wins the championship this year will be the person who has the best racecraft. Not necessarily the best equipment or package. The person who has been the most logical in their approach and the most you know, pre-rehearse, as they say, the person that, you know, practices for every single outcome is going to be the person that will win. Yeah. And I think that's what you'll see this year, not just someone who has an equipment advantage, yeah, which is quite nice.
Yeah. It's been pointed out to me that the new hybrid boost could be worth as much as, you know, 6/10
yeah,
or something, which is significant.
It
on
is.
A lap at the Indy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, at Brands yeah. Hatch. So you go into Brands Hatch Indy with only the lowest level of hybrid, and all of a sudden you're potentially at the back.
Without a doubt. And I think that's where then the strategy comes from. You know, say even this, you finish race one, the first 10 go on to the medium in race two or the harder tire in race two. If you're sitting 8th, 9th or 10th, are you better off finishing 11th and having more hybrid and having a free choice of tire to go from 11th to 1st or finishing 8th and going back to 15th? So I think that's where the racecraft comes. And I think, as you said, the hybrid system being more effective, you know, the first 2 years of it is all about finding its feet. And I don't know how the championship are as smart as they are, because I could, if you gave me a lifetime to figure out that hybrid system, I couldn't. And they've been able to implement it for the first time in touring car history to a really effective, you know, rollout strategy. But now I feel this 2024 program will be evolved. And I think this is where it's going to go back to those heydays. And I think it's the right step for everyone. And from testing it, it is super effective. Like when you take your finger off the button, it feels like you've breezed onto the brakes. And I think that's what you want. You want to be able to actually feel it being deployed and being able to use it.
So have you set yourself an expectation for this year?
Yeah,
maybe like, the first half of the season?
Yeah, or? Like I think overall, like you have to have my eyes firmly set on the Independence Championship. That's the first one. Where that leaves us overall, I think I want to be in the mix. Like I want to be... I don't know, like if we can challenge for race wins, which I feel we can from what we've seen so far and all the testing, that's, I just want to be in that fight. You know, everyone wants to win, and I am one of the people who want to win. Do I believe we can? Yeah, I do. So, but everybody else will believe they do. I would say I'm more confident going into this year than I ever have been, both from my own preparation, from the team, from the car, from the engineering, everything. So I like to think it's starting to align. And it's, I found it's so much more enjoyable when you're at the front, I'm not going to lie. So that's something that we need to work on.
If you could put your positivity into your engine,
you'll be
off into the distance, Aaron, won't you? Always incredibly positive.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a fantastic season, Aaron.
I'm sure we'll
chat throughout the year. As it's the beginning of the season, a little bit of fun just to finish. I've got five questions, numbered 1 to 5. You need to choose two numbers between 1 and 5, and I'll answer the questions.
We'll go 1 and 2.
One and two. First question. When you're filling in official forms, what do you put down for occupation?
I put engineer. And I don't know why. Like, I am a qualified structural engineer. But I, do you know what I hate? I hate talking about motorsport in non-motorsport scenes. So if someone's like, are you a racing driver? Ah, it's a conversation that's gone. So engineer, no one cares about.
Fair enough, good answer. Number two. What other sports are you good at or would you like to be good at?
The NFL. That's the only sport that I actually watch. I've learned I'm not interested in motorsport unless I'm driving. So I don't watch it, don't watch any sport, but the NFL is something that I am, I would say, borderline addicted to. And I would have loved to have grown up in that American culture or that collegiate athlete program to see where we could get to. But at the same time, I feel pretty happy where I am, but I would have liked to have had a shot.
What position? You strike me as being like a wide receiver.
I was going to say tight end, I think, is where my strategy would be. A bit of everything. I can catch, I can run, I can block, could do it all. I don't think I'm cool enough to be a wide receiver. I don't think I could rock a diamond grill. That's the problem. But I could probably get away with being a tight end.
Really good to see you.
Likewise, thank you so much.